anyone.
We just pissed you put the sugar.
Yeah.
Nice to get the running game going.
Yeah, it was good. Gave us a little confidence going forward. I think we can build off that. I don't think it's where we want to be yet, but it's a step forward, and look forward this week.
What does it say about the resiliency of this line that you can lose as many guys as you've lost all the way back from the summer till now?
Yeah, it's always been the next man up. I think we have a good group of guys that work hard, and they know the plays. They're very knowledgeable of the game, so whoever's in there, I think we don't miss a beat, and we're confident with. And we're all close on and off the field. I think it helps. We have a good group of guys, like I said, so it makes our job easier when it's like that.
Have you seen Sam Bradford now? He's got more comfortable.
He's a very tough, tough player. Very resilient. Nothing really fazes him. He's very calm in the huddle, and I'm glad he's on our team. He's a great leader. He's just a very tough kid. He's very knowledgeable of the game. He's been in many situations in this game, and it shows.
How involved is he at the line of scrimmage in terms of kind of getting you guys in the right setting?
Yeah, he, like I said, he's very knowledgeable, so he puts us in the right place at the right time, and he makes sure we're in a good position to do what we need to do.
You individually, I mean, your best game in a while, is that safe to
say?
Yeah,
I think so. It's hard to say that. I try to come week in, week out, have my best game. So, I guess it was a good game for me, I feel like. But I could build off that and just keep playing the way I am, I guess.
What do you see this Texans defense, even though they don't have J.J. Watt? They still got a lot of
Obviously, J.J. was a big part of their defense, and they're probably going to miss him a lot. But they have a great defense. I mean, what, 3-1, right? So they're a playoff team, it looks like, to be. So it's another good opponent for us coming up, and we'll be ready for them. It's a short week for us because we only really had one day off. I don't know if it really was a day off, but it's a short turnaround. We got to get ready for Houston.
Pretty seamless with Jeremiah sliding in there next to you.
Yeah, he did great. I think I'm really proud of him, how he handled himself went against a really great player, and Pierre Paul. And, I'm happy for him. He's a hard worker, and I expected nothing less but a good play from him.
How are things different in the preparation with Coach
Scalabrino? He's very hard-nosed. He demands a lot out of you. He's very detail-oriented, but at the same time, he's a technician, and he wants you to use good technique. And I think it's feeding off to everybody. I think everyone's learned a lot. Even the veteran guys, they've all learned something new. And he's taught us a lot about the game of football and what to look for when you're watching film and your opponent. So he's a great coach. I'm glad he's here.
Is that something that translates immediately on the field, or is it?
Yeah, I think it's rubbing off on
defense that you learn it over time.
I think this whole team just rubbing off on a physical, smart, disciplined team, and that's what Coach Zim is preaching to us. And I think everyone's buying into it. And this team is just so tough, and it's hard to beat us when we play our best. So we just gotta keep us going, and we're 4-0. It's still early in the season.